Small Biz America.
The Brain.
On this edition, we're joined by a nationally recognized marketing professional who specializes in helping entrepreneurs and small business owners boost sales quickly. Chad Weber's Let Your Hands Get Dirty and Make Things Happen approach has helped countless business owners revitalize their business without wasting time on trial and error. He's a frequent speaker for SCORE and has recently launched a 100% free of charge 4-day marketing webinar that is designed to introduce entrepreneurs to the proper way to market online while avoiding the most common profit-killing mistakes. Joining us on the line from his offices in St. Louis, Missouri, to share his insights around meeting all the new challenges of online marketing is Chad Weber. Chad, welcome to the program.
All right. Glad to be here. Thank you very much.
So you're a speaker to small businesses through your relationship to SCORE and perhaps others. When you put your ear to the ground at all of these events, talking to small business owners, what are the challenges they seem to be having difficulty with most?
Well, really, what we're seeing, a lot of the feedback that I've been getting lately has had more to do with just the changes in the mindset of the average consumer. Really, as technology has progressed, a lot of what was traditionally accepted as effective marketing seems to be, well, not quite as effective as it used to be.
Yeah.
It's getting the ear and keeping the ear of prospects has become much, much more difficult in today's day and age.
What are the three biggest mistakes, Chad, that you're seeing so many small business owners make when it comes to everything about marketing online? What do we just not get?
Well, really what we see happening, and I'm sure all of us have been guilty of this at some point in time in our careers, is with a lot of small business owners and a lot of entrepreneurs, they just get so excited about this idea of marketing online, and they see all these huge opportunities. But the big mistakes, I'm going to list these in bullet points here to bite-sized chunks, if you will.
Please.
The first biggest mistake that we see is looking around to see what everyone else is doing and kind of a copycat approach. And I understand the mindset behind looking at what other people are doing is to help, you know, give you kind of an idea of what's working and what's not working. But the problem there is that the 80-20 rule applies, that 80% of the people out there are not happy with their results. So most likely if you're looking at just the average website or average online marketing plan, you're going to end up with something that you're not happy with as well, because most individuals are making at least one of these three mistakes. And first on that list is you're not getting enough traffic to your website, and most likely you're not getting the right type of traffic to your website. And this applies to really any sort of marketing, and I ask entrepreneurs this question all the time. I say, if you had 3 hours of time to really sit down and drum up business, which would you rather do? A, cold call for 3 hours, or B, have your phone ringing off the hook, people calling you for 3 hours? Pretty simple answer to that question.
Certainly.
But it really illustrates that when we're talking about the web and marketing, you need people coming to you as opposed to you always going to them. It's the difference between interruption-based marketing and what we call catch marketing. And interruption-based marketing is really anything such as telemarketing or, in the case of the web, you know, those pop-ups and banner ads and spam, things that annoy us. And the biggest challenge you asked earlier on, you know, what are we seeing a lot of challenges that people are running into? Well, consumers are kind of fed up with interruption-based marketing. You know, I was reading from the DMA, the Direct Marketing Association of North America, the other day,
yeah,
that the average consumer in America now gets hit 3,000 times per day with advertisements. 3,000 advertisements per day.
We are dealing, Chad, with a seismic shift in the way consumers experience the media, the shift from not as easily measurable media modalities like the traditional television and radio over to direct DR or direct response types of mechanisms. How is this affecting the way you're coaching your clients to approach their online marketing?
Well, when I'm really looking at a small business or entrepreneur's online marketing plan, the first thing we look at is, you know, who are their customers? Who are their most likely prospects? And are they looking and actively searching online? Because it's one thing for me to send out a piece of spam, and none of us like spam, so, you know, our prospects don't either. So that I really write that off as an online marketing strategy. But we look at what are these people searching for? For example, if I own a pizza restaurant and someone's going to a search engine such as Google and typing in St. Louis pizza, then at that exact moment in time, it's like having an x-ray into that person's brain. I know what he's looking for. No one goes to a search engine and types in St. Louis pizza for fun. Somebody goes to Google and types in St. Louis pizza because they're hungry and they're looking for a place to eat, most likely. And that's such a huge opportunity when we're looking at a online marketing plan to have search engine optimization properly in place and make sure that your website is showing up in front of the proper people who are already seeking you out. Because that's the proper way to market. My own personal opinion, what I call the essence of marketing, is to get in front of as many people as possible who already have an interest in your product or service.
Yes, and the search automatically tells you that they're looking at that moment in real time for the thing you offer.
Exactly, because it's the difference of, hey, what if I show up in front of this person that's looking for a St. Louis pizza restaurant when he's hungry versus what impact would I have if I somehow got in front of this individual after he already had a full meal? Not quite the same impact.
Exactly.
So that's the huge opportunity with the web, is the timing and the ability to filter and show up in front of the right people at the right time. One other thing I wanted to throw out there is just another example of how people are moving away from interruption-based marketing. All we have to look at is the Do Not Call list. The day that the Do Not Call list went active here in the U.S., the website just kept crashing from the huge avalanche of individuals who were rushing to get put on this list. And the phone lines, sometimes some people had to sit on hold for hours and keep calling back and keep calling back and keep calling back, but they were willing to do it because they were sick and tired of interruption-based marketing. So you're right, the seismic shift. This is definitely just a huge, huge shift in people trying to get away from hearing things that they don't want to and instead be presented with the opportunities when they want them.
That is how the story is unfolding. By the way, we're visiting with Chad Weber. That website for Chad is www.onlinemarketingfuel.com. And I did want to shift gears. Let's learn a little bit more about Online Marketing Fuel. What is it, and how does it all work, Chad?
Well, essentially, what we do is we take 4 days, and it's just an hour to an hour and 15 minutes per day. And we spend 4 days through a webinar where you're connected so you can see everything that we're doing and follow along. And we start off with day number one, no website. By the end of day number one, every participant will have a website. By day number two, we're going to start building this website. And what I mean by that is customizing it and making it their own. Each individual is going to have an opportunity to accomplish this. And then we move on to the actual marketing. I kept mentioning search engine optimization. For those who are unfamiliar with that term, what we're going to be teaching is how do you get your website to page number one of Google. A lot of individuals have heard so many myths and misconceptions out there as to what search engine optimization is or search engine marketing. So we're going to cut through all that hype and cut through all the mysterious craziness that's going on here and show you exactly how you can, without spending a dime, get to page number one through your own efforts. And by the end of day number four, each participant will not only have a website, not only have that website customized, but they'll also have a complete step-by-step marketing plan and know how to get to page number one.
Chad, what's the charge for the four-day seminar?
It's actually 100% free. We do not charge a penny.
So it is, in fact, free.
It is, in fact, free. A lot of individuals ask, well, what do you get out of it, Chad? And, what I've been talking about for the past 10 to 15 minutes, this is an example of a marketing plan in action for individuals to have a look at. So many individuals are sick and tired of hearing all the hype and misconceptions and all that stuff. So what we decided to do, the best way we can market our business and our services, is to, instead of telling you how great our marketing services are and how great this is and how great that is, we're going to demonstrate it firsthand and allow anyone who wants to get into this four-day webinar to experience 4 days and with nothing held back, all questions answered, no strings attached. We're going to show you how to put this into action at the end of those 4 days. Now you have an opportunity to sit back and say, okay, I've experienced this firsthand. Does this guy really know his stuff? Is this a service that I would get value out of? And how do I want to proceed from here?
So, in fact, this is modeling the services that your company provides. Do I have that right?
You got it. You got it.
So the hope, I suppose, in your initiative is that the people that do end up participating in this free event can then talk about their experience with your company.
Exactly. Now they have an opportunity to make a truly educated decision at that point. And I want to clear this up. For those who participate, I want to clear this up as well, that this is not one of those instances where you're going to be given half of a plan and then, oh, by the way, you got to buy this to make it work, or you got to buy that. We're literally going to give every bit of information that we can cram into those 4 days and into those 1 hour and 15-minute sessions so that this is a workable marketing plan for anyone who wants to put it into action.
All right. Thanks for that. That's fabulous. That website, again, for the free 4-day seminar, onlinemarketingfuel.com. Onlinemarketingfuel, just like it sounds, all one word, .com. Chad, if I did my homework right, I think you come from the real estate world. How did the real estate world lead to the activities you're now involved with?
Well, really, and this is what's interesting, is a lot of individuals who hear us talking about these types of things and marketing online and building rapport and adding value before you start advertising, what I sell is a commodity, you know, or it's not that interesting. Well, I do come from the mortgage and real estate side of things, primarily the mortgage side of things, more than the real estate.
Okay.
And let me tell you, there's no more boring product in the world than a mortgage. Hundreds of pages of legal speak that no one's interested. You know, it's a commodity. We do it because we have to.
Sure.
So one of the things that we learned early on is that we really had to not only get in front of these people quickly, because the average person shopping for a mortgage, they're going to call 5, 10, sometimes 15 of your competitors before they make a decision. So when you ask, well, how did I get from there to here? We really cut our teeth in the mortgage industry of looking online first, going to Google, going to Yahoo, going to MSN, and finding the search engines and finding out what are people looking at online and what are they searching for and what are their concerns. So we made sure that our websites were always the first ones to be seen when someone was looking for a mortgage broker or a mortgage loan officer or typing in those types of key phrases. And once we were able to get in front of these individuals, we were able to capture those leads through offering information that was usable, more usable and more and less of an advertisement in nature. And what we found was this just quickly built and built and built to the point where we were able to keep an entire office of loan officers happy with all the leads they could ever want without having to buy leads, without having to advertise in the traditional sense of the word, such as expensive direct mail and expensive newspaper and paper ads.
Yeah.
All this was done. 99% of our marketing came from the web.
So Online Marketing Fuel is very much an outgrowth of the observations you made after you created your own internal lead generating service for your mortgage floor.
You got it. If I haven't personally used a strategy, you're not going to find it during the Online Marketing Fuel. Because the bottom line is there's a lot of things out there that sound great in theory and look good on paper, but once you put it into action, you find that there's a whole lot more to it, or it just doesn't work quite that way, the way it looked like it would in the real world. So what we're teaching, as you said, is an outgrowth of our direct experience.
Chad, when you talk about search marketing, which is clearly what we are talking about here, what about Google AdWords and the matter of buying keywords? Talk to me about your approach, if you incorporate that at all, and to what extent.
Certainly. There's a lot of excitement around what we call pay-per-click or pay-for-performance type advertising, and it certainly has its place. In fact, that is definitely something that we incorporate into our own marketing. Now, my word of caution is for those who are looking at something like this, make sure you get your arms around the proper marketing formula first before you start spending money on pay-for-performance type advertising. And the reason for that is that those dollar signs really rack up very quickly. It can become very expensive very quickly to someone who hasn't taken the time to first identify their core market and also identify a marketing strategy that's going to capture those leads. One of the things that I mentioned to you earlier is not getting enough traffic and not getting the right type of traffic. Well, a couple other mistakes that we see a lot of individuals make when they're attempting to market online is that their websites don't carry a proper call to action and they don't properly follow up. You had also asked about, where did Online Marketing Fuel come from, if you started off in the mortgage side of things. Well, what we quickly learned was that follow-up was absolutely critical. When I first launched my very first website out there and started advertising, started marketing online, my results were terrible. I fell flat on my face, let me tell you. And what I quickly found was the reason I was falling flat on my face is I didn't have the proper number of automated follow-ups going out to my database. What used to be, again, I'm going to refer back to the DMA, the Direct Marketing Association, they tell us that even 10 years ago, it used to take between 2 and 3 contacts, in some cases up to 5, for the average consumer to feel a bit of rapport and feel comfortable with a company or an individual.
Yes.
But nowadays, they're estimating between 5 and 12 touch points before someone feels rapport and recognition for a particular company. And that stems from those 3,000 advertisements per day that the average consumer is getting hit with. You know, we can't process it all, so we put our filters on. So what I quickly learned was that I was wasting a lot of dollars and cents by not having a series of proper follow-up messages that were giving great and useful information and toning down my advertising message. I quickly learned I couldn't come out there and just say, hey, I'm a loan officer, you need a loan, let's talk.
Right. It wasn't a single point of contact, kind of an engagement.
Exactly, exactly. And my follow-ups had to be, again, more usable. Instead of coming out and saying, hey, I'm a loan officer, let's talk, you know, you need a loan. Instead, it had to be, hey, I thought you might find this useful. You know, here's a list of the top 5 mistakes homeowners make.
I've heard it said that you should share what you know rather than promote.
You got it. You got it.
And by the way, that advice came from someone who's a kind of a C-level guy in the email marketing space. What about email marketing? Do you consider that to be intrusive?
Not if it's done through permission. And let me give you an example here. Another huge source of business for my office as a mortgage company was working with high-producing real estate agents, because these real estate agents, obviously, they're dealing with people who are buying homes. Well, most people aren't paying cash for these homes, so they're going to need financing.
Yes.
So what we found is creating a referral relationship with these individuals was amazing. Well, what I found was that the average, I did a survey with the local top producers, and I found that the average real estate agent was getting hit up or for business about 15 to 20 times per week from loan officers. And most of it was in the form of spam and, you know, them just sending them junk mail and things that they were getting sick and tired of. So what we did is we changed our approach, and we said, we're not going to make that mistake, because we found out what their true concerns were. And instead of just sending out a bunch of intrusion-based emails, we actually would call them up, and I would say something similar to this. Say, hey, this is Chad Weber calling from St. Louis Mortgages. You know, I was getting ready to send you over an email. But then I thought to myself, you know what? I hate spam. I bet you do too. So instead of just sending you email, I decided to respect your privacy and get your permission first. Let me tell you what I was about to send you.
Interesting.
And I get their permission. And they were so impressed that someone actually cared enough about their privacy.
Yes.
For permission, they would say, you know, go ahead. We got over a 73% positive feedback from that. 73% gave us their email address. So
now
I had permission.
Yeah.
As opposed to spamming, and more of them clicked, more of them opened, and more of them responded than if I had just interrupted them with a bunch of spam. So I love email marketing. I think it's a powerful tool. In fact, there's a lot of statistics out there that say the average email marketing campaign for a small business owner returns about $43.08 for every dollar spent on email marketing. And that's true. That could be very, very true for anyone listening to this interview, but only if they're doing it the right way, and that is by getting permission first. Let them request the information and say, yes, I want to get an email, as opposed to just buying a list and then sending out millions of emails hoping that something's going to stick.
Once again, one of the big myths of online marketing altogether. We've been visiting with Chad Weber, an expert in all things online marketing. The website, www.onlinemarketingfuel.com. And go there. You can, as Chad explained, you can get a 4-day free seminar. Is this a teleseminar or a seminar? Tell us about the form of this.
Yeah, it's done through through a webinar series.
Okay.
And that is, they're going to be able to connect live. They're going to be able to see exactly what I'm doing on their monitor and follow along. And here's the beauty of what we put together, because I understand that in a perfect world, you know, the timing would be great and everyone would be able to just log on and watch this. But we're busy. We're wearing 1,000 different hats each day. So I understand that. So what we've done is at the end of each day, we're also going to record each session. For those of you that are not able to make it or you have to cut out early because a customer walked in the door or something along those lines,
great.
Even if you're not able to make it, you can still watch the videos and read about the homework. Yes, you get homework. This is not a webinar where you just call in or dial in and just you're talked to the whole time. No, we're going to be giving you specific tasks at the end of each day so that you're actually making progress. And by the end of those 4 days, you have your website built and you have your marketing plan ready to rock.
And Chad, does Online Marketing Fuel have its own integrated website building platform?
It's not even going to be needed during these 4 days because we're actually going to show them a software program that's not going to cost them anything that they can download and launch their website.
Oh, wow. So that part of it is free and it's not really internal to your operation, but you've sourced one that you like and recommend.
Exactly.
Very good. Chad, so great to have you. I know we'll do it again. Again, the website for that free 4-day marketing webinar is www.onlinemarketingfuel.com. Chad Weber, thanks for joining us on the program.
Great. Thanks for having me, David.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.